today.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. What is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you haven't even questioned? What is that thing? I want to invite you for that wake up. I want to invite your spirit, your soul, to listen to Vibrant Living. I've been a life coach 32 years. I've worked with people all around the world and how they can be more alive, more connected. Nothing's incurable. Oftentimes we call incurable the bad habits, incorrect food, and our attention is incorrect. I want you to join us for a wake up conversation, a dialogue with you. Saturday mornings for Vibrant Living, right here on 92.3 FM. SJO, along with Michael J. Russ, will have the most interesting contributors on. I talk to some of the most interesting people, and I have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice. Ask the question. Become free of the known into a new world of possibility. It's all the things you wondered about. How to live. How to eat things that nourish and regenerate you. How to heal. How to connect. On Saturday mornings, right here on KSJO, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
You are about to enter the Vibrant Living Network.
Vibrant Living Network.
Vibrant Living Network.
Learn to be a radio host, a coach. Take your business to the next level with the Vibrant Living Network and instantly engage and reach people locally and internationally.
Entrepreneur, author, life coach for over 30 years, and a true visionary.
Call now to be on air with the Vibrant Living Network. 408-912-5265. 408-912-5265. Welcome your host, Glenn Brooks.
You bring your best intention, baby.
Good morning.
Bring a bottle.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to Vibrant Living. And one of my favorite subjects to explore is vacations, retreats, travel. And this is our Sovereign Travel segment with Scott Patterson. And we have a special guest, Matt Moran from EuroParts. First of all, I want to welcome you both.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Glenn.
You know, I got really interested in because people sometimes wonder what's the Saab connection for me, and I figured I would share a little bit about how the whole Saab thing came about. And really, it was really about a very unique community of people. You know, I was just thinking that part of my journeys is I've traveled to many different inns and country hotels and have shared with the audience nationally about places to go to regenerate, to renew, to bring your family, to bring your partner. It became just my passion. I studied a third place, which is a place different than home or work. And I've had people travel places as one of my journalists, as a vibrant travel journalist, different places, including Salt Spring Island in Vancouver. But a good chunk of my travels, I would hear about these unusual mechanics or Saab mechanics. But really what I began to discover in the Saab community was this very unusual car that seemed incredibly safe, almost indestructible, that drove very different and had a following, had this kind of appreciation of kind of followers, of people who really appreciated a car that wasn't really about bragging, it was or feeling you had a car to kind of impress the neighbors. It was really this very functional kind of, maybe one of the first green cars with four cylinders and a turbo. And I would just go places because I'd hear about people working on the Saabs, and I just found it to be an incredibly friendly community. Plus, I love driving the cars. I've had several, and I just wanted to marry these two together. So inns, retreats, spas, and also I want to give away. So if you guys are listening and you have an idea to share, because I'm always curious what this incredible community of people are up to these days. In terms of what you're driving, in terms of, I know there's a certain percentage of you that would only keep your Saab pretty much forever. And Matt supplies parts for the Saab. And I believe some other European makes as well. So I want to hear from you. And I'm probably going to be giving away some vacations. So just drop me a note and tell me what strikes you. Because one of the things that's for sure is in the Saab community, there's so many stories and so many unusual people. And I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about the Saab is some of the people around them. I mean, it's kind of a... so it's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, glenn.vibrantliving@gmail.com. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N, .vibrantliving@gmail.com. Tell me about your favorite vacation. Tell me why you want to go on vacation, and we'll award someone a vacation. So I just want to hear from you. I want to hear your experience, because so many people, it's so much more than a car for a lot of you. It's really kind of a way of life, and the Saab's kind of part of it. Hey, I'd love to get your comments, Scott, as the founder of Saab since 1988. I'd love to hear, you know, what I just said that resonates with you, that's kind of interesting to you. Like, you've been around this community of people for a long time and continue to work with these people. As a matter of fact, it's one of my favorite places to sell my car when I get another Saab. What would be your comments about the Saab community, or obviously you kind of dedicated yourself to servicing, relating to, and providing a one-of-a-kind resource for these unique drivers and people?
Sure. Well, Glenn, you really touched on it. It's a car for a different kind of driver. It's really a car for the intelligent driver. It's someone who has thought about the kind of car that they want to own. And what they've decided is they want something that, like you mentioned, it was one of the first cars with a four-cylinder, and it was the first car with a four-cylinder and a turbo, so it had good mileage, but yet it had a turbo, and it was also a very sporty car to drive and a very fun car to drive. It was also the safest car on the road, so it appealed to the safety factor that people were considering. So it was a car that someone considered pretty much all the factors that go into what they want to be driving around in. And it didn't look like any other car on the road. So they weren't just driving a look-alike stamped-out sedan or hatchback, but they had a unique vehicle that appealed just to them.
And Matt, welcome. What would be your comments? You obviously interact with a lot of Saab drivers and people doing e-Euro parts. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Glenn, and thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm admittedly new to the Saab community,
mm-hmm.
But I do own a new 9.5, and I will tell you that I cannot drive a car anymore where I have to reach up to turn the car on and off. It doesn't work for me anymore.
Share with people, because the key's in an unusual position in a Saab.
It is. It's right next to your right hand as you slide into the seat. So
yep.
It certainly cuts down on starting and turning off the vehicle. My
mm-hmm.
wife's Explorer, I was trying to hit her center console the other day to shut the car off. It just wasn't working.
You guys, do you know the reason why they put it there?
No.
There's four reasons why it's there. One is that in crash tests, there are a lot of injuries to kneecaps coming up and hitting the ignition, where the key is.
Oh, wow.
So they took that out. That helps with their safety rating. Also, you buckle in your seatbelt, you put in the key, and you operate the emergency brake all down there, not up where the ignition is on standard cars. So they were thinking about, how do you go about getting buckled in, turning on the car, releasing your emergency brake, and driving. And that's the intelligent thought that goes into designing Saabs.
Hmm. I thought it'd be worth bringing up, because I had a great conversation with Matt about the DI cassette, and some of the, which is kind of like this electric coil. That's a really significant thing. Like if it doesn't work right, it will stop the car. And there's been a lot of controversy about getting an aftermarket one or the original one. What's been interesting for me, with the car is a lot of times I go places and people will say parts are not available. It's not uncommon, whether it's a body shop or a place that used to have Saab parts. So, Matt, I thought it'd be fun, and maybe you could comment, because we had a great conversation with the DI cassette, that the original, the genuine Saab part seems to be, from what you said, more reliable. It might be, I think it's about maybe twice the price, but it's something you could count on more. So I'd be also interested to get your comment about parts. And is it really true that Saab parts are hard to come by because Saab was out of business? I guess they're back in business now.
Thanks.
Sure.
The parts are as available as they've ever been. Pre-liquidation of Saab Automobile in 2011. So, we had a definitely a rough patch in the beginning of 2012, and then once Saab Parts, which has always been a company and always been in business, once the ownership of Saab Parts became kind of reaffirmed by the government of Sweden, once the entity that operates here in the United States got basically reset up and started importing again, from that point forward, Saab Parts have been as good or better as they were before. And, you know, certainly there's parts that become discontinued or are no longer available from the dealer. And but that happens in every make and model, Volvo, BMW, Audi, Volkswagen, on down the line. There's always stuff for older vehicles that just isn't available anymore. And the things for the newer cars that are important, if there is a long wait on them, they are in the process of establishing a supplier and kind of restocking everybody here. So there is a commitment from Saab to keep parts around for the foreseeable future. And then in the aftermarket world, pretty much everything has always been available. So you talked about DI cassettes, Glenn, and part of the challenge for us in 2012, early 2012, while dealer parts were scarce, were identifying a suitable replacement for this critical piece of all of our cars, which is our ignition coil. And if you have a car like mine and you have four separate coils, or if you have a car like yours, Glenn, and you have the one direct ignition cassette, you know, if you can't get them in the genuine from the dealer, then you need another option. And we looked at a variety of different things. We had previously sold aftermarket cassettes, and we went back to the source in Sweden, the aftermarket source in Sweden, which was a company called Scantech, and now is a new company called Pro Parts, which is owned by the person who founded Scantech almost 30 years ago, because they were a good quality aftermarket supplier. And we said, what are we doing about this problem? And they said, well, we've come up with a different solution than just basically pulling a DI cassette out of the aftermarket catalogs in China, which they were readily available. And the failure rate, unfortunately, on those units is somewhere between 15 and 20%. They said, we can't sell an item that's 7 or 8 times our average failure rate on any part, let alone probably 20 times the average failure rate on a genuine DI cassette. So they said, well, that's not going to happen. We have a better item. And, you know, they've so far kind of lived up to that billing. And there certainly are, as you mentioned, more issues with aftermarket DI cassettes than with genuine cassettes. The aftermarket DI cassettes tend to go into a complete state of failure more readily than the genuine cassettes. Rather than putting the car in limp home mode, they'll basically cause a no start, no spark condition. At a substantively lower rate than basically the 15 to 20% that was available. So that's basically the story of how we got aftermarket DI cassettes. And now, you know, as you mentioned, recently Saab has become much more competitive on the price of a genuine DI cassette. So in my opinion, kind of putting the price of the genuine quality cassette in reach for everyone who wants to continue to drive their Saab. And, you know, if you want to save a little bit of money and have maybe a little bit more risk, then you have an aftermarket DI option, which is warranted by us for a year.
And it's fairly easy to have come in and out, although it's fairly, I guess it's fairly inconvenient that it might stop. I follow all my research, talking to different Saab mechanics around the country. I guess I'd go with the original part. I mean, that seems, for the investment, it's not that much different. So that's kind of what my... you know, my take is. Hey, I want to mention Edward McGovern. Edward McGovern is the Allstate agent in Connecticut. He's been great. He's been a wonderful human being. I just found out they have a great car program, you know, a car club. It's called the Platinum Elite Plan. So if you're traveling like I in back roads and you know, you're traveling on, you want the best car club that I've found so far, or you're interested in insurance, I want to mention Edward McGovern at 860-675-8900, 860-675-8900, and And Matt, your website is it eurparts.com?
Yeah, it's two E's, uroparts.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want to ask you guys, because I've been studying vacation. I've been studying how people renew. I came upon this work years ago called the unloading work, the unloading factor. It's just the idea that when people are about 20% underloaded, they function better. They're more creative. They've done studies where executives are much more, their highest, you know, creative part is usually when they go on vacation. So I've been really interested in, I'm curious to get your comment, Matt, as we talk about vacation and in a world that people are moving pretty fast. What comes to you on vacation? How has it been? How do you work vacation in your life?
hopefully, whenever I can squeeze it in. Mm-hmm. As a business owner, and
yeah.
For the last 12 years, it's been tough. But what mm-hmm. I find is that when I get away from the day to day, it allows me to really think about the big picture in the business. So how I might like to see the website be different, how I might like to see us be operate better as a company, and to really kind of come up with ideas outside of the normal grind of kind of what has to get done on a day-to-day basis.
Right, absolutely. Scott, your family guy.
I could not agree more with what Matt said. I mean, that's the time when I think the best, most creative times for me are when I'm out on vacation, because I've got time to just sit around and think up ideas that I can get excited about. And I'm focused on Sobnet.com and things I can do on the site to make the user experience richer or more fun or more participative. And that's when I come up with nifty ideas. But it's, on a daily basis, when I'm getting hundreds of emails a day, and just kind of grinding through, getting through them and getting everybody a response and putting out fires, I just don't find the time to think up those really great ideas that I want to pursue that are also ultimately very rewarding as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, I love driving. Goes without saying, I love driving the Saab. I think the 9.5 is one of the most elegant, drivable, wonderful cars for the value. I mean, you could get one for $4,000 or $5,000, $3,000, and it really is quite a car. And I think it's probably the best kept secret in some ways, because I think there's still confusion about if there are parts available. Being the fact there's parts available, it's I don't know, it's a blast to drive. It's safe. It's responsive. And I'm going to be doing reviews on from tires to inns. This next month, we're going to go to some inns, some country hotels. Again, love to hear your thoughts about this. Like, as a Saab owner, like where you go, what your favorite experience is with a Saab, what keeps you inspired about, the community right now in terms of, are you going to keep your Saab? Or you want another car? Like, I'm just curious what's sparking you. Cause I know the way you write your ads on Sobnet, I can see, some of you are just so dedicated and have so much integrity. That's one of the cool things I love about Sobnet, is that there's this sense that we're kind of in this together, funny enough. So it's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, .vibrantliving@gmail.com. Glenn, G-L-E-N, .vibrantliving@gmail.com. We'll have different people from around the country. We'll feature some ins. And again, we're going to do a giveaway. So I'd just like to hear from you, in terms of if you're going to stick with your Saab or you're going to get another Saab. And also, I'd love to hear about your vacations, a place that you went that was just unusually beautiful, was restorative, a spa, a retreat, and maybe we'll feature you on the radio as well. So, Matt, what would you like to leave the audience with? Just, is there anything that a big idea here that you, like in terms of, I didn't know you drove a 9.5, by the way. Welcome. I didn't know that. You've driven a lot of European cars, I guess, huh?
I bought a brand new car. So I'm not necessarily I'm not a used car guy, but we also own I think we're up to three different Saab race cars here in the shop, mm-hmm. and we've been acquiring different parts cars kind of laying around to support the racing operation. So we're steadily kind of building our fleet here of different options. And there's a lot more Saabs in the parking lot than there were last year. So my final thought for everybody is that we're committed on this end to keeping parts availability alive, and also adding things that people maybe want to buy to the website. You know, we have a lot of things that people need to buy. You know, you need to do a brake job, you need to do an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're now starting a lot of different. We're moving into a lot of different areas on stuff that you know might be optional, things that you want to need to buy, accessories, apparel, some different ideas that are going to come out here on the site in 2014.
Oh, great, great. Scott, would you like to? What would you like to leave the audience with today?
Well, I'll just say thanks to Matt. Matt and EU Parts mm-hmm. has been a very loyal supporter of Sobnet for many, many years, as well mm-hmm. as a supporter of my nonprofit, PovertyToProsperity.org. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. thanks, Matt. I really appreciate that. And for the Sob owners, the resources are out there. There's Sob owners that have a lot of knowledge, and they're willing to share it. Their parts are available, as we mentioned earlier. There's no reason not to continue owning a Saab for a long time.
Absolutely.
And I just want to thank, I did a lot of research this last couple of months, and I do want to recommend, there's an oil. It's from Japan. It's 100%, it's a high performance, 100% synthetic oil. And it's E-N-E-O-S, E-N-E-O-S. I'm using the Sustina, S-U-S-T-I-N-A, which is kind of perfect if you're, if you're driving these cars, they run a little hot, so you want to use, I believe in my research, a high quality synthetic, and this is certainly one of them. I want to thank you, Matt, Warren, and Scott Patterson, and we will continue with the Saab and Travel Show with more adventurous travel, interesting little insights so that you could keep driving and enjoying and travel. So thank you, Matt, so much, and thanks, Scott. We'll be with you again soon. And enjoy this on Sobnet. We have our shows posted on Sobnet.com, Sobnet.com. Upcoming, we have Celeste Sousa, who publishes the Natural Awakenings magazine. Thanks, Matt and Scott, very much.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're welcome.